It's Bill and Wendy here on 720 WGN. I have to tell you, when I became a mom 16 years ago for the first time, it became a hobby. I read every book on parenting. I read Parenting Magazine. What to expect when you're expecting.
Sure.
What to expect the first month. What to expect the second month. I mean, I read all these books and tried to become an expert. And I still probably am one of the worst parents around.
Oh, no. There's worse than you somewhere.
Well, we have a journalist whose writing has appeared in Parenting, Pregnancy, other publications. Her first book was It's Okay Not to Share and Other Renegade Rules for Raising Competent and Compassionate Kids. And now her follow-up, It's Okay to Go Up the Slide. We have Heather Shoemaker on the line with us. Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
All right. So we always have tried to be the best parent we can be, and we want our kids to be really nice, but maybe that's not as important as we think. Can you explain a little bit about this It's Okay to Go Up the Slide?
Yes. Well, this book is taking a lot of things that we just assume as parenting wisdom that's been passed on through the generations, like go down the slide, climb up the stairs, safety first, don't talk to strangers, do your homework. But this book is questioning that and turning these ideas on their head.
But how can you do this, Heather? These rules have been in place since forever.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I love to cling to what's familiar. And a lot of us will just repeat what our parents said before us because it's what we know. Not everybody reads all the books as you did. Some of us dip into some of them. But no matter how many we read, we do tend to just repeat what happened to us, or we go zoom in the opposite direction and try to do the opposite of what our parents did with us.
All right, there's a chapter in here. Is it a chapter that says you don't have to kiss grandma or something along those lines?
Yes.
It's okay not to kiss grandma. All right, here is something that I would like to say. I have two boys. They are very different. One is very outgoing and loud, and the other one is a little more reserved. And I think back to when he was little, and he used to kind of hide behind me a little bit when he would meet people. Once you get to know him, he's fine, but he's a little reserved when he meets someone. And just recently, a cousin I hadn't seen in quite a long time says, oh boy, Dylan has really grown up. He never used to talk to me before. But all kids are different, and I would always try to say hello, go
right,
say hello.
Sure.
Should you push your kid to do that?
Yeah, well, as you say, just within your own family, kids come so differently. And when we're on the spot as a parent and we feel as if we need to have our kids be polite, and especially when we're greeting people, there's a big pressure that parents feel it. Oh, my gosh, my kid's being rude. My kid's being too shy. What are they going to think about me? And we do want them to go up and greet somebody. But kids are going to be different about this. The important thing is to keep modeling how you greet people, and eventually the child will come and do that, but on their own time. And that's especially hard for a doting grandmother to understand, that maybe a child doesn't want to be slathered in kisses right now, and it's a basic right a child has to say, I don't want to be touched.
How about a nice firm handshake for grandma? Doesn't that get the trick done?
Yeah.
You guys, I had my poor...
They have alternatives.
My Aunt Phoebe, God rest her soul,
yeah,
had, you know, being half Italian, the Italian part was our mustaches. And she shaved. She didn't wax. And every time I had to kiss poor Aunt Phoebe,
yeah,
it hurt.
A little stubble?
So I didn't want to kiss Aunt Phoebe.
Oh.
But, you know, I think a lot of times parents parent to make themselves look better in front of other people rather than just a parent. Would you agree with that, Heather?
Yeah, I think parents feel tremendous pressure, and whether it's standing there in front of Aunt Phoebe or whether it's at the playground with the slide controversy or whether it's trying to make sure the kids do their homework because what would the teacher think? You know, there's so many ways that we push our kids because we're worried about what other adults are going to think of us.
Heather, what about just the basics? You know, every parent drills into their child, you know, say please, say thank you. What do you say? You know, somebody hands you something, you go, what do you say? Thank you. Is that still intact or has that changed?
Well, we do need to teach our kids social conventions, you know. Pleases are important in society. It helps us all get on with each other. But kids will pick this up from modeling. And if you feel as if your child isn't picking it up, you can start to say, you know, now you've seen that this is what we do. You need to start doing it, too, because you're old enough.
Yeah. But
It's going to depend on each child, and some kids are going to take longer.
All right. In the terms of, and again, we all do what we can as parents. I never babysat. I didn't know what to do. And some wise woman I worked with when I first had my kids said, just love them and try your best. And I really think that's great advice. My kids are lucky enough not to have lost anyone to death that's important to them at this point, knock on wood, or for Micah. I had a lot of great aunts and uncles that died when I was young. My dad died when I was 10. I got kind of used to it. So when a mother of their preschool teacher died, I suggested they come to the wake with me. So it was A, an older person to say she led a good life, mm-hmm. and two, someone that they didn't know personally. What are your thoughts on wakes and funerals and things like that?
Yeah, well, the whole topic of death is one that we tend to like to dodge as much as possible, especially when it comes to kids. But I think you're right on. It's able to introduce kids to the ideas of life cycles and mortality, and even young children, you know, preschoolers. This is when they first really get it, that they are going to die someday and that mom and dad are going to die someday. This is big news. And that's why some of their imaginative play involves being a dead guy and then getting up again and trying it out. You know, they're figuring this out. Not all kids are going to be interested or comfortable being at a funeral, and it may not be the right place for your kid, but it depends. And if it's the right thing, certainly talk about death, read books about death, poke dead birds and dead worms that you find, and talk about it.
Now, along those same lines, there's a chapter in here, Heather, about how parents should deal with news disasters with their kids. That has a lot to do with the age of the child and how much they can process, doesn't it?
Well, your answers are going to have to be age appropriate.
Sure.
No matter what you're talking about. And when you're talking about big topics, that's even more important. But if a 3-year-old has a question, and believe me, kids have their radar out, so if there's something big going on in the news, they may know more or be somewhat misinformed than you think about what's going on. So if a child is old enough to ask, she's old enough to get an honest answer.
All right. It's okay to go up the slide. Heather Shoemaker, her first book, It's Okay Not to Share. We were talking about this off the air.
Oh, we need to discuss this.
Can we take a break?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Bill and I, well, I will share with anyone. Bill does not share.
I'm not a good sharer. No.
But it's okay.
Right. All right. We'll talk about that. If you have any questions or comments, reach us at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Heather Shoemaker is our guest. She is the author of It's Okay to Go Up the Slide, Renegade Rules for Raising Confident and Creative Kids. We'll talk about that and her previous book, It's Okay Not to Share. Wendy and I are dramatically opposed on sharing. But you had a story for Heather you wanted to throw her way.
When we learned this on the air that I grew up and played with, there were mostly boys in the neighborhood. So I had my own little matchbox car, garage, my little case, Hot Wheels. I was a tomboy, still am to this day. Conversely, there is a friend of mine's kid who had a purse a lot, and the mom didn't seem to care, but it bothered the dad a little bit. Like, why does my son have a purse? And the mom would be like, oh, God, don't worry about it. We're just, you know, they're kids. Now, what about this, do you think? I mean, we should just let kids play, right? Does it matter if a guy has a purse or if a girl plays with matchbox cars?
Yeah, you're going to love the chapter in my first book. It's called Boys Can Wear Tutus. You know, this kind of play, it's something the kids are just figuring out. They're interested. Sometimes boys, particularly young boys, are interested in what it's like to be female, because if you look at it, even though there's more stay-at-home dads than there used to be, young boys and girls are surrounded by females. The moms, the preschool teachers, the babysitters tend to be female. And so a lot of them are curious, what's it like to be a girl? And they try things out, whether it's putting on the tutu or carrying the purse.
You know, it's funny you say that, because one of my sons had some issues, not issues, but had a difficult time in elementary school, where a lot of times the teachers didn't get him. And now he's in junior high. And when we spoke to the school districts, they said it's not very uncommon, because think about it. Almost every teacher in elementary school is a woman. So for a boy, it's a little different. And teachers do treat boys and girls differently. Give you that. So now homework comes into play. Bill and I were just discussing this off the air. For instance, math homework, if if you're studying one chapter and you don't get it, yes, you have to keep practicing. But all of a sudden, it seems in math, something clicks and you're like, I got that. So I have told my sons that, you know, if they have 50 questions, but something has clicked, just do something. Just do, you know, 10 or 15 questions, because if you get it, you get it. Because I am enraged by all the homework these kids have. Am I a bad mom? Well, Bill's shaking his head. Yes,
you are a bad mom.
Not for that, I guess.
No, for other reasons.
Better. But, you know, what you're displaying is called common sense, and not enough people trust their gut to do it. You know, you can do every other problem. You can put the kids to bed if they need to. You can say, you know, you've done this long enough, go outside and run around. I mean, the parents are in charge of the family, and if they think that this isn't needed to help their kid, there's no reason that you can't enter in some common sense there.
I was just going to say, Heather, the first book you wrote, It's Okay Not to Share. Wendy and I have discussed this at great lengths, when it is and it is not appropriate to teach your kids sharing. I understand that sharing is very important, but as the title would imply...
Bill's selfish. Let me just start by saying this,
well,
Heather.
I'm an adult for the most part, and like if I got a new car, I wouldn't just share it with my neighbor couldn't come over and just ride in it.
Right? You've put your finger on things that as adults, we think, oh, well, kids need to share as soon as they can walk. But we ourselves, we wouldn't let our neighbor, even if we knew them for many years and it wasn't a new car, we often don't share important things like that. And for kids, a lot of the things they're holding in their hand at that very moment is important to them.
It means the world to them.
Yeah. And so what we're trying to do is encourage generosity, but it backfires because it's usually 5 more minutes and then it's Joey's turn, or you've had it long enough, I'm going to take it out of your hand and give it to the next kid. And that makes people feel terrible. What we're wanting is for the child to develop inner generosity and that joy that comes when you really feel good about sharing with somebody. And so to do that, we need to allow the child to finish playing with what she's playing with and set some limits, like, I'm not done yet. You can have it when I'm done. That's called, you know, setting some personal boundaries. And then the other child who's waiting, it's good for them to wait and deal with that difficult emotion of waiting and frustration and anger and jealousy. We need practice dealing with those tough emotions. And say to the waiting kid, boy, you're mad. You really want that blue truck right now, and Andy's playing with it. So grappling with that, and then the kids can get this system of child-led turn-taking. When she's done, you can have it.
I'm so on your side, and I don't like that Andy kid you just referred to at all. Do not like
can
that.
Can I just say, listening to Heather Shoemaker explain this, you're absolutely right, and I tease Bill because he doesn't share. He doesn't, like, if we get Chinese food, he won't share. But see, now I do share, not because I feel guilty, but because I get great joy in saying, oh my God, this is so good, why don't you try it? So if you want to share, feel free.
Yes, and some things, and young children can share, you know, they can share cake, birthday cake together, but they have a hard time sharing a toy. They need to take turns with the toy.
I don't even like Sonny and Cher, I'll be honest with you.
Heather, I have not had time to read this book cover to cover, and I've flipped through some of the chapters,
well,
but I'm...
Want to borrow mine?
No!
You can't. It's mine.
You're an ass. Do you know that? All right. And here's the thing. I have two ADHD boys, so this is right up my alley because my kids go up the slide more than they go down. And in this day and age, it's the schools put you in this cookie cutter mold that if you do something differently, you're singled out, either a troublemaker or you have issues. And neither are true for my kids.
Yeah, it's perfectly normal for a kid to go up the slide. I think every child who's ever met a slide has gone up it at some point.
What did you tell me, Bill? There was a slide, a curvy slide somewhere near your house. What did you do? You went up the slide, didn't
you? I used to love to, yeah.
You blocked it up.
No, I didn't block it up. I would only do it when there weren't kids coming down because I understand how, you know, how there could be a collision.
A traffic jam.
Yeah, I don't want that. But yeah, be different, everyone. Why wouldn't you want to be different? That's great.
Yeah, and what kids like that are doing, if a kid is going up the slide, they often have an idea for a game in their mind. You know, they're getting away from the poisonous sea monsters or something, and the kid at the top may be interested in joining into that game. So don't assume as an adult that it's going to be a conflict or there's going to be a trip to the hospital because of this situation. You know, see if the kids can work it out, and if not, you can guide them through some conflict steps, but it's... conflict is not a bad thing.
No.
Kids learn so much from, and we need to let them practice it.
But Heather, I want to warn kids who do want to go up the slide, you have to climb up the slide. You can't just sit at the bottom of the slide and expect to just magically go up it because there's gravity and it won't work.
You're a genius. Do you have your Einstein book coming out?
To be on the shelf with Heather's? Yes, I do.
Heather, there's somebody who just texted us, and this is just old school thinking, and I'm sorry, your mileage may vary when you have children, but it is not okay to go up the slide at any school playground that I know of. Children need to understand there is a difference about slide behavior when there are other children around. The safety is very important. Climbing skills are also very important. I think we're just using this, it's okay to go up the slide as
a metaphor.
Well, we're using it both ways, I think literally, too, because one thing people are concerned about is awareness of others and politeness, not just basic safety, but, you know, being considerate to the people around you. And that's the thing, is that sometimes what adults view as consideration is totally different than what a child will view as consideration. A child may be very interested in playing with that kid, even if one's going up, one's going down, and they can work it out. If not, you point out the situation. There's a kid wants to come down. You want to go up. What can you do? And they will find a solution. It may not be the one you would have dreamed up, but it'll be one that's more meaningful for them.
So, woman after my own heart, it's okay not to share, and it's okay to go up the slide, and it's okay not to kiss grandma.
Absolutely.
You can go to heathershoemaker.com. That's S-H-U-M-A-K-E-R, heathershoemaker.com. The book is available there and everywhere else. It's okay to go up the slide. Renegade Rules for Raising Confident and Creative Kids. Thanks so much, Heather.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. A quick break. News is next, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.